Can someone who is a nihilist in politics be a good person in other areas of his life? Well, in theory, it's possible, because a nihilist, as I define it in the dim book, is an epistemological category. It's not a psychological description. So it leaves open what the person's motive, character, etc. is. But having said that, it is still very hard to imagine that a nihilist could be a good person. What do you mean here by a good person? If you mean someone who has one or two stray attributes, well, you can find that in monsters. Some Nazis, for instance, were very passionate about opera, specifically Wagnerian. They reacted to the music and so on. So you take that as a sign of, you know, a developed character, aesthetic values, and so on. It's obviously out of context of the rest of their life and behavior. I would not qualify them as a good person, even if their musical interest was sincere. Or again, a person might be a nihilist in the sense of advocate nihilist ideas for practical or social reasons, without necessarily knowing what they mean or caring what they mean. For instance, many modern art dealers are in it because it's a business. There's money to be made, and they aren't anything. Or they may praise this form of nihilism, non-objective art, because they want to enhance sales. Or a different kind of case, a college student majoring in literature, say, may want to be popular with his friends or with his professors and advocate a lot of nihilist things. But that doesn't mean that he is, in his core, a nihilist. If you mean, therefore, a good person, you want to know if he can be a good person in the sense of a fundamental, pro-reality, pro-thought individual, someone who bases his life on that, even if they make many mistakes along the way, then by definition, he cannot be a good person, because the essence of the philosophy is to declare war on the good.